In this bulletin, Australia's medicines regulator approves Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for booster shots. Fully vaccinated Australians can now leave the country without an exemption. And in sport, FIFA calls on football communities to lobby their governments to accept refugees from Afghanistan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's medicines regulator has provisionally approved Pfizer booster shots for people aged 18 and over. Health officials say they can get the third Pfizer jab no matter which vaccine you had for the first two shots. The provisional approval means Australians can receive a third dose at least 6 months after their second dose was administered. The head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration is Professor John Skerritt.
At least 6 months. And again, it doesn't mean that everyone needs to front up on 6 months in one day. It's again at least 6 months after the completion of the COVID vaccine primary series. But we do know that boosters may give additional protection against mild COVID, and they may have an impact on reducing transmission. And we do know that in the elderly and people who have various shades of immunocompromise, that an additional dose is particularly valuable.
The booster rollout is expected to begin around the 8th of November. Fully vaccinated Australians will no longer need to apply for an exemption to leave the country. Federal Minister for Home Affairs Karen Andrews has confirmed the exemption will be scrapped from November 1st when overseas flights will resume. It comes as Singapore announced it would allow Australians to travel to the country without quarantine from November 8. Australians will need to prove that they are fully vaccinated with an approved or recognised vaccine. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's a major step towards reopening the country.
This is the first stage of our international reopening. Subsequently, we'll have a second stage focusing on students and critical workers. We're also looking, as the Prime Minister has indicated, at early arrangements with Singapore. And then we'll look at general travel for tourism and other purposes for people entering the country.
Victoria has recorded 1,534 new cases of COVID-19, and there's been another 13 deaths. There are now 24,164 active cases across the state, and the death toll from the current Delta outbreak is 247. New South Wales has had 304 new cases and another three deaths. There are 418 COVID-19 patients in hospital, with 97 in intensive care. The United States is a step closer to vaccinating children between 5 and 11 years of age with the Pfizer vaccine. An advisory panel at the Food and Drug Administration has voted in favour of approving a low-dose version of the COVID-19 vaccine, concluding that the benefits outweigh any risks for young children. Health regulators are expected to meet next week, where final approval could see vaccinations begin the next day. The US is already giving the vaccine to those aged 12 and over. In sport, FIFA President Gianni Infantino has called on the global football community and governments to help relocate Afghan refugees. President Infantino has addressed the media during a visit to a Doha compound, which is currently housing over 150 Afghan evacuees. FIFA and Qatar helped them flee Afghanistan during the Taliban takeover due to their links to women's sport. The compound was then created via a joint initiative between the state of Qatar, FIFA, and the Afghanistan Football Federation.
Now, these girls and their families are here in a safe environment, in a compound which has been built for the World Cup next year. And now they have to go on. They have to go on. We have to find for them new countries, new places where they can stay. But we need more countries. We need more governments. We need more football family members to help us, not just to talk about solidarity.
Well, now today's weather. Perth showers and 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, a top of 30. Melbourne, sunny and 26. Mostly sunny for Hobart, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Newcastle, similar, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two, clearing, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.